Good Sunday afternoon, everyone. I was thinking, I read through the entire book of Proverbs, you guys, and I truly believe everyone, every human being that lives on this planet should read the book of Proverbs. It's just that magnificent. It's full of wisdom and it's full of truth. So, in this particular podcast, I am going to share with you a few chapters in the book of Proverbs. And until we get through the entire book, so these recordings will be made in sync, but not all in one day. So I'm just going to read a few chapters. Each time that I upload to this particular podcast, I will be reading a few chapters at a time of the book of Proverbs. So, first of all, let me begin by telling you what the book of Proverbs is about. And this is written and it is in the Holy Bible. So, here is the content of the book of Proverbs. So, I will begin reading. Knowledge is good, but wisdom is even better. Knowledge can help you pass tests and accomplish tasks, but wisdom will guide you through the most important decisions in life. The book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. It contains hundreds of short, simple statements about how to live wisely and an assortment of longer passages that express wisdom with a bit more detail. These proverbs, however, are more than just wise sayings of the sort we find in most cultures. They are not a haphazard collection of common sense directives. These proverbs expressly state, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of common, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom." And that's in the 9th chapter, 10th verse. Respect for God is the foundation for these wise sayings. They help the reader to distinguish between two paths, the way of the wise and the way of the fool. They deal with almost all the major areas of life, including growing up, parenting, social justice, wise speech, work, marriage, sexuality, and money. So let me begin reading the first chapter of the book of Proverbs today. I will begin reading. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And let me say that chapter, let me say that it is titled The Purpose of Proverbs. Okay, so that first paragraph, The Purpose of Proverbs, is what I read. Now, here's the second title, A Father's Exhortation: Acquire Wisdom. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, "Come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit of death." Think of the great things we'll get. We'll fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come, throw in your lot with us. We'll all share the loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay far away from their paths. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. Here's another title. Wisdom shouts in the streets. And all of these I'm reading is in the first chapter. Okay. Wisdom shouts in the streets. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. When they cry for help, I will not answer. Though they anxiously search for me, they will not find me. For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. So that is the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, and I will conclude with here, and then I will pick up with the second chapter in the book of Proverbs, and that will be my next podcast. Okay, you guys? So love, peace. And in Christ, I will say, have a blessed, wonderful week. I felt that this book of Proverbs just has so much knowledge and wisdom in every facet of our lives that I just felt compelled to share it and share with you guys to just read the entire book of Proverbs. It is just magnificent. It is all truth. Okay, so love, peace, and in Christ. Bye.